You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, we've got an awful lot to talk about tonight, folks. The new issue of Veritas is out, and I'm going to be reading you some of the articles in it. And I'm going to warn you that our prices are going back up to the original prices that we began with, which was 24 issues for $55. And all the rest of them will be adjusted accordingly. So if you want to take advantage of the current price before the next issue comes out when the new price change will take effect, you'd better get your order for a Veritas subscription in now. Because once the price goes up, it's never going to come down again. Never, not ever. I've learned my lesson. There are people out there who send out a little three-page letter every few weeks and charge you $400 a year that haven't even got one-thousandth the value and information that is even in one issue of Veritas. So, you know, I listened to other people and brought the price down. It's caused a lot of problems. And it's never coming down again. If anything, it'll just go up. So, make sure that you're paying attention tonight, folks. And I mean attention. Also, we're going to print 500 copies, a limited edition, I should say. Let me back up here. We're going to print a 500 copy, limited first edition, hardback of Oklahoma City Day One. It will be, each book will be numbered. There will be only 500 copies printed in the whole world. And they will never be printed again. The price for those books will be $65 per book post-paid. $65 per book post-paid. They will be numbered and they will be autographed, every single one of them. There's only 500 copies in the whole world. They will never be reprinted again, ever. This book is going to make history. This book is one of the most significant writings that has ever been produced in this country about any one single event. It is only the first of three volumes in a set entitled Oklahoma City. The first volume is entitled Oklahoma City Day One. The second will be Oklahoma City The Aftermath. And the third volume will be Oklahoma City, and we haven't decided upon the rest of that title. Each volume will have a 500 copy, limited, signed, and numbered edition, first edition, hardback. That's hardback. It'll be a regular, top quality, hardback book. With a beautiful dust jacket on it. It's printed on 60-pound paper. This is not a cheap book, folks. Even the one that you've already ordered is not a cheap book. It's printed on 60-pound paper also. You're going to be extremely pleased not only with the content of this book, which is going to shock you to your very core, but you're also going to be pleased with the quality of the book. We don't do anything halfway around here. We either do it good or we don't do it at all. Anything that's worth doing, in my estimation, is worth doing good. And this is one of the most worthwhile projects that I've ever been involved in. So, we still have the regular paperback 6x9 book that is $30 post-paid. There are no more autographed copies available of the regular first edition paperback copy. It's called paper trade, I guess it is. It's not paperback like you go and buy in the little paperback version in the bookstore. And then we have the 500 copy, limited, numbered, and signed hardback first edition, which is $65 a copy. There will only be 500 printed in the whole world. Never will there ever be any more. So if you want one of those, you'd better get your money in, and I mean like immediately, like yesterday, because they're going to disappear faster than a bowl of popcorn in the middle of a slumber party full of teenage girls. Guaranteed. Don't go away. I'll be right back after this. Harvest Trust Research Conference, ladies and gentlemen, will be held from Monday, August 19th, 1996, through and including Friday, August 23rd, 1996. And we have confirmed there will be a camp out that Friday night. There's a beautiful pavilion with running water, electricity if we need it. There are a lot of individual campsites, each one with its own little charcoal grill. You'll have to furnish your own charcoal. There is a central area where we can make a huge bonfire and all sit around and just, you know, tell lies all night long, because that's what happens. And it's an awful lot of fun. I hope that, I was going to say I hope that you can all attend, but we can only take 100 people. So if you want to be one of the attendees, make sure you get your money in. Also, if you're going to come and if you're going to attend the camp out on the last night, Friday night, make sure you bring a sleeping bag, the kind of clothing that you might need should it get cold in the middle of the night. Make sure you bring some mosquito repellent just in case, because I don't know if there's going to be any mosquitoes or not. It's near a lake. It's right on a lake, in fact, a beautiful lake. There's a playground for children. And It is a beautiful spot. I mean, one of the prettiest campsite spots that I think I've ever seen. If you want to, you can bring a tent, but you're responsible for your own camping equipment. If you want to cook, you need to bring the necessary things that you need to cook with. I suggest that you just get a stick and sharpen it, and to get some hot dogs and some buns and some mustard and stuff, and you can purchase all of that in the city where we're having the conference. And we're not going to announce that on the air. If you want to go to the conference, you can send your money in, and a seat will be absolutely guaranteed, reserved for you. We will immediately, and I mean immediately, send you out all the information, places to stay, the prices, everything. The only thing that you're paying for when you send in your registration fee is for the lectures, presentations, to be present at the live broadcast of the Hour of the Time, the camping trip, and, you know, all that stuff. There are no camping fees. We are providing that. There is a restaurant in the facility where we're having the conference. There are also rooms available. And there are many, many other hotels and motels nearby at every kind of price range that you can think of, from $25 on up to you name it. So whatever you want. If you bring children, children are at all times the responsibility of the parents and are not the responsibility of anyone else. Okay, the registration fees, $150 for all members of the intelligence service and the CAGI News Service. That is single people. If you are an intelligence service member and you have a family membership, it's $200 for you and your spouse. Whether the wife is a member and she's bringing her husband, or the husband's a member and bringing her wife, it doesn't make any difference. If you have a family membership, it's $200 for you and your spouse. $50 extra for each intelligence service additional family member 7 years of age or older who are going to be sitting in on the conference. If they're not going to be sitting in on the conference, then there is no extra charge for them. Children of intelligence service and CAGI members under the age of 7 years are free. There will be a quiet play area provided for the younger children in the conference area. There's an outdoor swimming pool if the children want to swim with adult supervision, and you must provide that supervision. Again, children are at all times the responsibility of their parents. In fact, everybody is their own responsibility. Infants, nursing mothers, and children, of course, are welcome. And as I said, there will be a quiet area provided for the younger children and for nursing mothers, and just, you know, to go and get away if you want to. There is an international airport nearby within 25 minutes. There is also several non-commercial airports for small planes. There's one very close to the conference center if you're going to fly in. And the conference will be featuring, I'll tell you, this is going to be one of the best that we've ever had. It is going to be the best, I believe. I will be getting lectures and teaching and doing some things there, as well as others whom we will not name over the radio. But you will be, believe me, folks, you will be unbelievably educated. Your eyes will be opened. You will be learning things you've never dreamed that you would ever know. There'll be live broadcast the Hour of the Time, educational videos, slide presentations, etc., etc., etc. We'll have a tour off of the conference site. We're going to take you all somewhere and show you something. There will be a conference dinner on that first Monday night. It will be an all-you-can-eat buffet, and it's great. There will be a close of conference luncheon on that Friday afternoon. We're gonna have a pizza party, all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. And make sure you bring plenty of notebooks, pens, and pencils. You can audio tape, but you cannot take photographs or video tape. You cannot videotape any portion of the conference or any of the people who are attendees. And you may not take photographs of anyone or videotapes of anyone outside of the conference room without their express permission. If you do that, then you will immediately be asked to leave and not ever come back. And if you're a member, your membership will be revoked post haste. So I suggest you don't violate those terms. Okay, like I said, the new issue of Veritas is out. And I got to tell you, one of the reasons we've had to raise the price back up, ladies and gentlemen, is the post office. The government is trying to put small publishers out of business. And the post office has a bunch of new regulations that make it almost impossible for a small publisher with a small staff to be able to put together a paper and fulfill the requirements of the post office and get it in the mail off to the subscribers. For instance, just for the mailing of this issue of Veritas, it took 2 days at the post office with the postmaster to get this mailing done. It was an incredible, and Annie was responsible for all of it. So, you know, that's just one of the things. Another is that we wanted to get Veritas going. We wanted it to be able to make a little bit of money. We wanted to be able to deliver Veritas free to all of the members of the House of Representatives, all of the senators in Washington, D.C., all of the cabinet members, president, vice president, and agency heads. And we've been doing that ever since the first issue. And we did it until we thought it with at the original prices, and until we thought we could lower the price and still be able to do it, and everything would be okay. Well, the truth is, we've gone over the books, and we have been losing money at an unbelievable rate since day one, when we thought we were making enough money to cover what we were sending to Washington D.C. We really weren't. And the result is that in the first year of production of the paper, we had over $80,000 in expenses, and we ended up with, after that first year, with $19,000 left over after those $80,000 in expenses, and that, you know, with with still a whole bunch of issues to print and deliver. So we've been subsidizing the paper off of everything else that we do, and we're still losing money, ladies and gentlemen. So the prices are going back up to the original prices, and if that squares everything out, then fine, we'll leave them there. If they don't, then we'll raise them. And that's just the way it is. You get more useful information, ladies and gentlemen, in one issue of Veritas than you do in a whole year's subscription to these so-called intelligence reports and Wall Street reports and investment advisors and everything else that cost you $300, $400, $500, $600 a year. So, I don't want to hear any complaints. If you got any complaints, you know, fax them to the IRS. Don't fax them to me, because I'm immune. I am immune, and the show must go on. Of course, referring to Veritas. Now, if you want to get a subscription in before the prices go back up to the original prices, which was $55 for 24 issues, and the rest of them were keyed off of that price. And that's the best price. If you take a lower number of issues for a lower number of dollars, you're actually paying more per issue than if you would take the paper for the $55 for 24 issues. Now, I hear people, you know, you send in and you write and you say, I want a year's subscription. Here's my $35 or $39 or whatever it was you sent in. This is not published according to time, ladies and gentlemen. We try to put it out once a month. So far, we've been successful. But it's published by number of issues. For instance, if you send in $55 for 24 issues, we guarantee that you're going to get 24 issues. But you're not going to get them every week. You're not going to get them every 2 weeks. You'll probably get them every month, but that's not guaranteed either. You might get it every 2 months. But we will guarantee that for that amount of money, you will get 24 issues. And if you'll read all of our advertisements and our subscription notices, you'll see that we have always said 24 issues for whatever amount of money it was, 6 issues for whatever amount of money it was. We have never, ever offered this newspaper for any time period. So don't send me a postcard and say, oh, I didn't get my issue number blankety blankety blanky, and it's supposed to, I'm supposed to get one every 2 weeks or every month or whatever, because that's not true. Okay? Now, if it's been a reasonable period of time you haven't received your issue, we certainly want to know, because if for some reason you didn't get it, we want to make sure that you get your copy if you are a subscriber. So, don't hesitate to notify us, but don't do it for the reason of a time, okay? Because it's not published according to any period of time. Veritas is published when we have the information to put in it, and we have it ready, and it can go to press and be sent out to you. That's how it's published. It is the very best American newspaper in existence in the world. It is the last journalistic effort. It is the last newspaper that prints information objectively and lets you make up your own mind. If we print something that has an opinion or has an editorializing to it, we clearly label it opinion or editorial. We do not do those things in the articles that we print. Okay? So let me go through here and tell you what we've got. The headline story on Veritas, issue number 14, is public notice. You might think that's kind of crazy, but, you know, if you've ever looked in the back of some of your local newspapers, you'll see a whole couple of pages full of public notices. Well, in this paper, we're publishing a public notice, and it is construed to comply with provisions necessary to establish presumed fact under Rule 301, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and attending state rules, should interested parties fail to rebut any given allegation or matter of law addressed within. The position will be construed as adequate to meet requirements of judicial notice, thus preserving fundamental law. Matters addressed herein, if not rebutted, will be construed to have general application. A true and correct copy of this public notice is on file with and available for inspection at the newspaper responsible for publishing the instrument as legal notice. The memorandum addresses the character of the Internal Revenue Service and other agencies of the Department of the Treasury and legal application of the Internal Revenue Code, and it is a blockbuster. We encourage everyone who receives Veritas to have this public notice reprinted 3 consecutive times in your local legal newspaper, whatever that is. And it's a long public notice. It will be expensive, ladies and gentlemen, but it is invaluable, because doing this, and you must publish it 3 consecutive times in a row in the same legal newspaper where legal notices are published. Because of that, this public notice will appear in issue number 15 of Veritas and also in issue number 16 of Veritas. In order to comply with the provisions necessary to establish presumed fact under Rule 301, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and all attending state rules. Because what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we are laying the groundwork to completely destroy the Internal Revenue Service. And this is just one of the steps that are necessary to do that. A copy of this issue of Veritas will be mailed to each district director of the Internal Revenue Service, to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, to the Secretary of the Treasury. If they fail to rebut any given allegation or matter of law addressed within this public notice, ladies and gentlemen, then they have, in fact, they have a fact, according to the method of assessment prescribed at 26 U.S.C. section 6303. They will, in fact, be admitting all of the allegations that are contained, including the most conspicuous conclusions of law, that Congress never created a Bureau of Internal Revenue, the predecessor of the Internal Revenue Service. Subtitles A and C of the Internal Revenue Code prescribed excise taxes, mandatory only for employees of United States government agencies, the Internal Revenue Service, within the geographical United States where the service appears to have colorable authority, is required to use judicial process prior to seizing or encumbering assets, and the law demonstrates that people of the several states, defined as non-resident aliens of the self-interested United States in the Internal Revenue Code, cannot legitimately elect to be taxed or treated as citizens or residents of the United States. If a citizen of one of the several states works for an agency of the United States, or receives income from a United States trade or business, or otherwise effectively connected with the United States, the employer or other third party responsible for payment is made liable for withholding taxes at the rate of 30% or 14%, depending on classification, and is thus the person liable, and may be subject to Internal Revenue Service initiatives, with administrative initiatives where seizure and or encumbrance actions are concerned, subject to judicial determinations by courts of competent jurisdiction, etc., etc., etc. What is laid out and proven in this public notice are many, many of the things that all of us have suspected, but most have never been able to prove. It is the combined research of many people, including my research, the research of Wayne Benson, and many, many others, all listed in this article. W.A. Drew Edmondson, I could go through here and name all of these people. And but if I do that, I just might as well read the whole article, and I'm not going to do that. You need to have this, ladies and gentlemen. You really do. Also, there's an article, front page article, criminals face conviction and civil forfeiture. The Supreme Court has ruled that the Constitution bars only successive prosecutions, not successive punishment. Yeah, you know, I had been shaking my head about that too. We also have a huge front page layout of photographs of German troops at Roswell Airport, New Mexico. German tactical vehicles photographed at a railroad lot at RIAC, which is Roswell Industrial Air Center, on June 18, 1996 at 5 p.m. local time. This lot had over 60 trucks, four-wheel drive jeeps, and tactical ambulances in it. They were being loaded on U.S. Army flatbed railroad cars. The train had over 80 vehicles on cars, making for a total of at least 140 German vehicles. The trains were departing Roswell toward the south and were probably slotted for the new German Air Force Base at Holloman Air Force Base near Alamogordo. There was also a Transal Aerospatiale C-160 troop transport aircraft in United Nations colors photographed on the RIAC ramp, Roswell Airport, New Mexico. It's a medium turboprop transport with an unrefueled range of 2,982 miles, which carries a 17,635-pound cargo. Normal cruise speed is 282 miles per hour. It can carry up to 35,275 pounds of payload, including up to 93 troops or 81 paratroopers. The aircraft was operated by a German Luftwaffe crew and was photographed at 4:47 p.m. local on June 6, 1996. Luftwaffe officers, enlisted troops, were quartered at RIAC And you should know that the Roswell, New Mexico Airport is a civilian airport. RIAC was a United States Air Force Strategic Air Force base, SAC, which is a Strategic Air Command, and is the, yes, it is the famous base where the supposed extraterrestrial crash took place. Shaved monkeys. But anyway, just in case you didn't hear me, there were approximately 200 to 300 German troops living on the RIAC facility, and this was based on numbers seen in troop buses. These were German buses. The troops are presently being quartered in the former U.S. Air Force barracks. Some of the aircrew officers are staying in Roswell hotels. There's been a combined exercise called Roving Sands 96 in effect for most of June in the Roswell desert. Elements of all U.S. forces trained with the Germans in an exercise designed, we're told, to foster inter-service cooperation, teach anti-missile tactics, train in outposted resupply for small units, and coordinate a large NATO force on United States soil. Of note is that the United States forces have all left Roswell as of several days ago. The Germans, as of the time that Veritas went to press, were still there. Also, there's a copy of the DOD, Department of Defense, press release covering the German Air Force, the permanent German Air Force base in United States soil at Holloman Air Force Base. And, well, you know, what can I tell you, folks? You know, you used to tell me there'd never be any foreign troops on American soil. Foreign troops can't have bases on American soil. Oh, me.
When you cast your eyes upon the skylines of this once proud nation, you sense the fear and the hatred growing in the hearts of its population. Now you, who youth, are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics. By the gasoline fumes and hypnotized by the satellite into believing what is good and what is right. You may be worshipped in the temples of man or lost in the prisons of religion, but you still walk back to heaven when you've nowhere left to run.
Tonight's broadcast of the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Harvest Trust, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to tell you about the book that we have in production right now. In fact, it is just finished, typeset. It goes to the printers next week, the beginning of next week. And after that, folks, it's only about 20 days and we'll have it. So unless something goes wrong, we're about 25 days from being able to mail your copy of your book to you. Oklahoma City, Day One. We originally told you it was going to be over 700 pages, and then we really took a look at it. And the typesetter advised us that the way that we had it planned, it was going to be 800 pages. And we have been working really hard, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the price low so that... And also be able to deliver all of the information that is supposed to be in this book, and we have not cut out anything. By adjusting the size of the type and not making it as large as we had originally planned, we had originally planned large type in order to, so that people who had poor eyesight would have no problems reading this book, but due to cost constraints, we were able to lower the size of the type and juggle some of the illustrations and things around so that we now have it down to 640 pages, and that's locked in stone. So I can now tell you that the book is an absolute 100%, 640 pages, and that's not going to change. That will remain at that. It will remain at 640 pages forever. If you'd like to order a copy of the regular first edition softback, or what's called paper trade, it's 6x9, 640 pages, Oklahoma City, day one. It is the first of a three-volume set. It is the first volume of a three-volume set. You can no longer order autographed copies of Oklahoma City Day One unless you order the hardback first edition, signed and numbered, limited edition, limited to only 500 copies. If you want a regular copy of the first edition, paper trade, please send $30 post-paid. Now, if you get your order in before the book actually comes out, you're going to save $5 because the cover price of the book, and that's the price it's going to be sold at, is $29.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Okay, folks? So when I told you that people who ordered this book at the prices that we gave over the air were getting a deal, I was not pulling your leg. So when the book comes out, it's $29.95 for the regular paper trade edition, and it's worth every single penny of it, ladies and gentlemen. This book is going to raise eyebrows. It's going to cause a lot of consternation. It's going to be one of the great underground bestsellers of all time. I can tell you that right off the bat. And it will be followed by two successive volumes, which detail everything that we've been able to discover about the bombing of the Mira Federal Trade. Well, it might as well be after NAFTA and GATT. The bombing of the Mira Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And you're going to be amazed at the difference between the truth and what the media has been telling you. And why, when I say truth, I mean that. I'm not talking about allegations. I'm not talking about assumptions. I'm not talking about our opinion. Those things do not appear in this book. Everything is sourced and documented, and all of it is proven. There is no doubt whatsoever what happened. This first book, Oklahoma City Day One, covers only April the 19th, 1995, and it does go off to explain some of the things that these events happened at a later time, but does not get into an awful lot of depth into those areas, which will be heavily covered in Volume 2 and, of course, in Volume 3. As I said, we are publishing also a limited, numbered, and signed hardback first edition, which will be $65 per copy. It is top quality. In fact, both of these books, whether you get the hardback or the paper trade, are the best quality that is available. We didn't skimp on anything. Everything is the very best that money can buy, and it's costing us an awful lot of money to print this book. In fact, we have gone so far over our heads that if it doesn't turn out to be an underground bestseller, we're all going to be underground real quick. But we have no worries that will be the case, because we know that it won't. If you would like the regular paper trade edition, send $30 post-paid. Make your money order, and we will only accept money orders from now on for anything that we ever have to offer. Make your money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's $30 postpaid. Make your money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. If you would like to reserve your copy of the limited, numbered, and signed first edition hardback collector's printing of, and it's only going to be 500 copies in the whole world, and never another will ever be printed. Send $65. That's $65. Make your money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. That's $65 postpaid. Make your money order payable to Harvest and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once again, $65 for your copy of the limited, numbered, signed, first edition, hardback collector's copy. That's $65. Make your money order payable to Harvest and send to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Now remember, if you want one of those collector's editions, you'd better get your money in, and I mean immediately, because 500 copies is all there is, and 500 copies is all we can sell. Period. We can't sell any more than that. If you would like to get a copy of the paper trade book before the book comes out and the price goes up to what the cover price is, which is $29.95 plus $5 shipping and handling, then you better get your order for that in also. We also suggest and recommend that you purchase a copy for your local library, for your representative in Congress, for your state senators, for your governor, for anybody else that you feel needs to read this book. And if I were you, I'd definitely give one to my sheriff and to the chief of police where I live. Everything that we print, folks, our police department here and the sheriff's office gets free copies. So, you know, if you're smart, you'll do the same. Don't go away. I'll be right back and we'll continue with what's in this issue of Veritas right after this short pause. By the way, folks, the intelligence service has obtained absolute proof that Timothy McVeigh was not arrested in the manner that we have been told. There were BATF officers on the scene. There were Federal Bureau of Investigation officers on the scene. There was a military helicopter set down very close to McVeigh's automobile. And we have absolute 100% proof. We have the testimony of the witnesses who saw this. It's all on tape. And there are quite a few of them. We also have actual tape of radio broadcasts during that arrest, where people actually called in to the talk radio host after they had passed this scene on the highway and described the military helicopter, the BATF and FBI personnel with their uniforms on that said FBI and BATF, or excuse me, ATF, and the yellow Mercury sitting there beside the road, which was Tim McVeigh's, had no license plate on it. The whole works. You see, if you miss out on the books that we're printing, you're going to be lost forever. And we can prove every single word in every one of these volumes that we're producing. Volume 1, Oklahoma City, Day 1. You'd better get your copy right now, because these things are going to disappear so fast, you're not even going to believe that they were ever printed if you don't get your payment in real quick. Even the paper trade, we're only printing 5,000 copies. And once those go, we may make another printing run. We may not. It just depends on how the demand is. But we know that these first printings are going to disappear. Now let me get back to Veritas. There's also, that was just the first page. There's a whole page of letters to the editors, as usual. And by the way, we are advertising and selling Safeguarding Liberty, the Constitution and Citizen Militias, edited by Larry Pratt. And if you want to know the truth about the legality of the militias, you better get this book. $17 postpaid. Refer to Veritas when you get it. There's an article about now they've ruled that priests can be sued for giving the wrong advice. Excellent column of Plants and People by Michael Cottingham on herbal first aid. There is the true story, the complete true story, the statement of facts verbatim of the Gordon Call saga. So if you've ever wondered what the truth is about what happened to Gordon Call and Yuri Call, it's printed in this issue of Veritas. There are several White House press releases, a letter to the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the Senate by Bill Clinton, also an update to the national emergency with Iran, also submitted by the White House and President Clinton. There is an opinion column clarifying the obvious by Gene Faulkner, which I read on the air a couple of weeks ago. There is an article on the Ari Shavit that the Israel columnist who wrote an essay which was reprinted in the May 27th issue of the New York Times from the Israeli paper Haaretz, where he made the statement that believing with absolute certitude that now with the White House, the Senate, and much of the American media in our hands, the lives of others do not count as much as our own, end quote. Boy, that's quite a statement. That'll knock your socks off. There's an article on that. There's an article written by Fred W. Allnut on his victory over the Internal Revenue Service and how it happened, how he got in trouble, what happened over all the years that they were hounding him and taking him in court and putting him in jail and all of this kind of stuff, and how he eventually won. And all of you need to read that. There is a full-page explanation of what a complex trust is, and if you're interested, you can send in to us, and we'll connect you with the Swan Foundation so that you can take advantage of that. And we'd also like to apologize for not responding to the many inquiries on the offshore trust that we advertised in earlier issues. The reason we did not respond, ladies and gentlemen, is that President Clinton has declared the country where this offshore trust existed a major drug transit country in an executive order, and that means there's economic sanctions. So we did not want to involve any of our readers in any problems due to that executive order, and so we apologize for not answering those inquiries about that offshore trust. Up until Clinton did that, that was really a good way to go. There's a story on NAFTA, GATT, and U.S. food supplies, which you all need to read. And beginning with the next issue and beginning tomorrow night, we're going to be giving you some specials on food storage items that can't be beat anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't take steps to set up some food storage of your own, either by canning or purchasing food storage items, pretty soon you're going to be in deep trouble, because we've got a tremendous food shortage in this country right now as far as grain, all types of grain is concerned. And right now the cattle ranchers are selling off their cattle just as fast as they possibly can, because they cannot afford to feed them because of the price of grain and feed has gone sky high. And they're ripping them off on hay. Because of this, the hay farmers and the middlemen who broker hay know that farmers can't afford to buy the grain, so they've raised the price of hay to the point that it's exorbitant. So ranchers are getting rid of the beef. As soon as all this beef is gone and it's all been chopped up and put in the meat markets, you're not going to see the price of meat drop. It should go to rock bottom, because there's a glut of meat on the market now as far as beef is concerned. But after this occurs, you're going to see a tremendous shortage of beef, because nobody's raising it. I mean, only a very few people can afford to feed the beef now. And if you don't believe that, you get out and talk to some cattle ranchers. You're on your own, and they're not hard to find. Call the Cattlemen's Association. They're not hard to find either. They're in any Midwest cattle ranching state's phone book, or you can dial the operator and find out the number in any Midwest or Southwest state where cattle ranching is prolific. Also, there's an update, emergency declaration with the Republic of Yugoslavia. We have an update on the genital examination in the last issue. We have an update on that, quoting the Pennsylvania school laws and rules, which contradicts completely what they've been saying, you know, the official explanation. There's always an official explanation. There's a little blurb on the Republic versus Democracy, taken from the 1928 Army Training Manual concerning citizenship. It will blow your mind. What else have we got in this issue? I think that's about it. The public notice is long. The Gordon Call story is long. Covers an awful lot of the issue, ladies and gentlemen. And what else? What else is long? There's a lot of long things in this issue. The DOD press conference on the German Air Force is pretty long. Victory over the Internal Revenue Service by Fred W. Allnut is a long article. The complex trust explanation covers a whole page. And by the way, folks, that's not an advertisement. We're not selling complex trusts. Harvest is not selling a complex trust. And the Swan Foundation did not, and nobody else paid us for this ad or even knows that we put this in here. It's not an advertisement. It's an explanation and a little educational thing to tell you what a complex trust is. If you're interested in receiving some information about the complex trust, just send us your address and phone number. We'll refer it to the Swan Foundation, and they'll, of course, get in touch with you. We are not involved. We did this to help you, because we believe that it can benefit our listeners immensely. We have been in trusts for many years, and they have served us well, ladies and gentlemen, extremely well, in fact. I cannot recommend it higher. I cannot do it justice, in fact. If you do the right thing, if you get the right trust, if you administer it properly, if you obey the law, if you're not doing it to try to rip off the income tax and all that stuff, it will serve you wonderfully. If you understand the income tax and you know the law, that's another story. Then you can do what I do. Tell them all to go stick it where the sun don't shine. And that's it for tonight's Hour of the Time. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope it has been educational, and I hope that we have given you the opportunity to subscribe to Veritas before the price goes up. Right now, it's $39 for 24 issues. When the next issue goes to press, it will be $55 for 24 issues, and the price is never, ever again going to drop. Never. If we have to do anything with the price, it will go up. It will never, ever again drop. I can promise you that now, and that's the way it is. Send your $39 for 24 issues. Make your money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's $39. That's $39 for 24 issues. That's the current price. When the next issue goes to press, it will be $55 for 24 issues. So tell all your friends that if they want to subscribe to Veritas, they better do it right now, because they're never, ever again going to have an opportunity to subscribe for a lower price than $55 for 24 issues. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every single one of you. Don't forget about our conference also, folks. Get your money in right now. $150 for single members, $200 for family members, $50 for additional family members 7 years of age or older who will attend the conference, and $400 for non-members each. Same rules, money order, made out to Harvest, same address. See you in your dreams.
Thank you.